his coordinator Thursday. Up first is offensive coordinator Todd Haley talking about the Steelers needing to run the ball and also improve in the red zone.
We're going to do what we think gives us the best chance to get the ball in the end zone. Last week, I think the first drive, we handed the ball off first and second down and got a four-yard run and a minus two. Now we're in third and eight. Next time down, we had a couple run-pass options that what the defense dictated was throwing the ball. You know, what we need to do is execute when we're down there. Everything gets magnified the tighter you get down into the red zone. So whether you're running it or throwing it, the little details become very, very critical. And if we miss some of those, which we have, you're gonna end up having to kick field goals and be disappointed. So the bottom line is we need to execute when we're down there, whether we're running or passing.
All right, Tunch, take us through what we need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs defense and also what you heard there from Todd Haley.
Well, you know, Missy and Labs, you know, just watch the film. And I told you this a little bit about this. You can run the ball on these guys. They are not a great run-stopping team. You know, after losing Poe, you know, they don't have that big run. You know, Benny Logan is kind of a run-stopper. You've got Chris Jones, not bad against the run. Alan Bailey, not bad, but they're not great against the run. And Derek Johnson, who, in my estimation, 3 years ago, was probably the best inside linebacker in the National Football League. After back-to-back years of tearing his Achilles tendon, he's not the same player. And he is very, very blockable. You got Zumbo, who's been playing for Dee Ford. He's a good Sam backer. He does a nice job of setting the edge. But what these guys really do well is they rush the passer. And they're two outside guys. Justin Houston, man, he's a great hand slapper. He gets up the field in a hurry. So does Dee Ford. They do a great job, those two outside guys, of shortening that edge. And the inside guys, Chris Jones and Alan Bailey, they do a good job of pushing the pocket. And so you have kind of a collapsed pocket thing. So if you're the Steeler offensive lineman, Ramon Foster and David DeCastro, or it's B.J. Finney, you want to play a little bit more aggressive at the line of scrimmage, short set these guys a little bit more. So when the upfield guys get that edge, Ben's got a place to step up in the pocket. And Reggie Ragland is the other inside backer, and he's pretty good. He is a thumper, not as fast and as athletic as Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson still makes plays, but he's not who he was. And the other thing is they no longer have Eric Berry, who's out with an Achilles tendon tear. And, you know, you've got Daniel Sorensen and Ron Parker as your safeties. Daniel Sorensen's a good box guy. But, you know, when you miss Eric Berry, I mean, that guy was like the heart and soul of that defense. And I think this is a defense. You protect Ben, Labs. That's going to be the key. You keep Ben clean. He's going to be able to collect. You know, yeah, Marcus Peters is great on one corner. Mitchell on the other corner, not so great. And I think that one of the things you'll see is I think Ben can play well against these guys if he's got time.
You know, and you look at when you think about the first part of the season and you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the things that comes to my mind anyway is how well they've been running the football with Kareem Hunt. And you have that impression in your head, and then you look at the statistics, and the Chiefs are averaging 5.7 yards a carry. Excellent. But they're giving up 4.6, right, which if you're not gaining 5.7, giving up 4.6 is awful. Yeah. And so I agree with you, and as I've said, this goes back to 1992.
Right.
Barry Foster, Jerome Bettis, even Rashard Mendenhall. When the Steelers have gone to Kansas City and run the football and stuck with it, you know, you have to, of course, not turn the ball over so that, you know, you keep the score at a number where you can continue to use this offensive strategy. You don't want to be down by 21 points. They win. And so, again, I mean, to me, it seems pretty simple. We saw it even in the playoff game, the divisional round last year. Le'Veon Bell rushed for 170 yards. The Steelers didn't score a touchdown and won the game. So, to me, it seems to me to be pretty cut and dried. I'm not saying you don't want to throw it all. You don't want to turn in to the Chicago Bears and attempt, you know, 13 passes or whatever it was. But I do think that, you know, running the football is going to be the Steelers' most sure path to pulling off, would you call, if the Steelers win on Sunday, the biggest upset of the weekend in the NFL?
Maybe.
Based on the way people are talking, looking at the teams.
I think people that are talking don't really know.
I understand that.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. You referenced 1992. We did two things in that game to take the crowd out of the game. Number one, we ran the ball well. The other thing was Rod Woodson took a punt return back for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, that ended right there. And then we started running the ball, pounded it down. You can pound the ball on these guys. They're going to use Daniel Sorensen. It's going to come up and play in the box. And then now you've got Mitchell in man. You've got Marcus Peters in man. Well, I know where I'm going. And so I think that, with all the turmoil this week and all the stuff that's been swirling around Ben, you know, I love the way he's taken the bull by the horns. And, you know, this week he said, hey, listen, I'm going to get it done. I'm still one of the best. And you know, there was this real bravado about him, and I think it was sincere. He's telling you, hey, don't count me out. I can still get her done. And if I'm his teammates, I think that was a message to everybody out there, but also was a message to his teammates. I'm all in. I'm going to be ready. I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again. And, you know, when I heard that, I went, man, that's great. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, time for a quick break. Coming up next, here from defensive coordinator Keith Butler, and Tunch will break down the Chiefs' offense.